Not everyone is so blessed as the Magi or the shepherds to have a revelation from on high. A revelation from on high, as we celebrate today in the Epiphany, is these shepherds, as we know previously from the story in the Nativity, which we just celebrated in Christmas, this beautiful depiction over the altar. Of course, we see Mary and Jesus and Joseph, and we have the shepherds. And we heard over the Christmas season how God revealed to them that the newborn had been born, the newborn king. It was a revelation. It was epiphany, if you will, of sorts, a spiritual enlightenment. And then, of course, they announced the good news as they come to do homage to Jesus. And if you notice their disposition, you see their common clothes, which we would envision for shepherds. We see their humble disposition before Christ the King, acknowledging who he is. What was revealed to them was the truth of the spiritual reality that God became man, which we call the Incarnation. Over on this side, of course, we see the three Magi, and notice the difference in the color of their clothing, what they bring, and even the magnificence of the horses that they come on, and even having someone there to tend to the horses. The Magi were of a very high status, but God revealed to them, and they too became humble. If you look at their disposition before the Lord, what do we see? We see one with a head down, the other one a sense of awe, and the other one also with his head down. The common quality between both the shepherds and we see the Magi, when the revelation of who Jesus is, they recognize that he is God. And of course, they come with the gifts that would have at that time been very, very valuable. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They came to give of their gifts. But what enabled them to experience the reality of the revelation of God was their humility. Very different than the contrasting figure we have in King Herod. Do we notice, too, just like the Magi, King Herod was trying to find out when this new king of the Jews would be born. He was threatened, and his intent was not to come with humility to offer gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Quite the contrary. His intent and plan was to make sure that he remained in power and authority. And of course, we know the great massacre that happened when he was not told where Jesus was. And then he ordered that decree that all the children under the age of 2, all the boys, should be killed. So the difference between humility and pride, the struggle of humanity of Herod, and the openness of the shepherds and the Magi, the openness to God's spiritual reality. The hope is for each of us as we celebrate Epiphany today to have our hearts open to God, that God might reveal to us in whatever ways he wants. It might be in looking at the image during Mass and something stirs within your heart, in the Word of God and the reception of Holy Eucharist, pondering upon the mystery of our lives, the struggle of our humanity, but also the blessedness that God gives us. When we open our heart and we receive grace, God's spiritual insight, like the shepherds, like the Magi. As we celebrate Mass, let us be filled with hope and longing for a deepening understanding of what God has already revealed, the mysteries we celebrate every Sunday, every feast day, every solemnity. The many, many ways God has revealed himself and in his fullness in Jesus, that our own hearts might have the epiphany, that deep awareness of the reality of our great God and his incredible love for us. And his desire, like the shepherds, like the Magi, to give glory and honor to our great King and to live our lives in accord with God's perfect plan for good things for us.